We are coming off a long holiday weekend, which started on the mild side but ended quite cool. And across our area today, this final day of November, temperatures are on the chilly side. Highs have been mainly in the 30s, a few spots have touched the 40-degree mark, and we've seen a mixture of clouds and sunshine through the afternoon hours. High pressure is in control over weather for now. However, this high will work its way to the east, moving ahead, and that will open the door to a storm system that will impact our area over the next several days. So we've seen some clouds around today. We'll see more clouds increase tonight. Those clouds will be pushing in from the south. So we'll see variably cloudy skies. The most stars are likely across the north. More gray is likely across the south. And by later tonight, there is the potential for some light showers or even some drizzle in our southern areas. And I will mention that in some spots, temperatures will be close to the freezing mark. So in some areas, icing is possible south of Albany through the late night and early morning hours. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll see those showers work from south to north. So showers will break out through the region during the day on Tuesday. And some areas, some icing will be possible during the morning, as there will be some cold air trapped close to the ground. However, as the day rolls along, that cool air will be scoured out, and we'll see mainly just rain showers through the area as we work through Tuesday afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will warm. We'll see highs reach up to around 40 degrees or so. Some areas south of Albany will rise above that 40-degree mark. The storm system will work its way through the Great Lakes tomorrow night into Wednesday. That keeps us on the milder side of the storm, so we'll see another round of rain showers on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, that storm system will be working its way to our east, basically working across Canada. And on the backside of that storm, we'll see a few rain and snow showers as we work through the day on Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, showers developing, high around 40. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 20s, some teens in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, showers developing, some icy patches are possible at the onset of precipitation, with highs around 40. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of drizzle or showers late, some patches of icing are possible, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely. Some icy patches are possible early with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers developing. Some icy patches or sleet pellets are possible at the onset of precipitation, high around 40. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers likely, highs in the 40s and 50s. And on Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun, a chance of rain and snow showers, breezy with highs in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.